අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේ අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර Students, you are welcome to Ruhunu Kurukedara Educational Program. I am Ayodhya Udashini, a teacher from Atkandara Sivali Mahavidyalaya. Today, you are going to learn modal verbs. I am going to share my own experience with you. Yesterday, was a terrible day for me. That is because I had a fever and cough. So I was so scared because of the corona. I went to see a doctor. He is very kind of me and he gave me some medicines and a leaflet with lists of advices. Okay, children, let's see what are they. Before that, take your notebook and write down these advices. Okay, I hope you all are ready. Then let's start. The first advice is you ought to exercise more. You ought to exercise more. And the second advice is you need to take your medicine in the correct time. You need to take your medicine in the correct time. And the third advice is you ought to eat lots of vegetables and fruits. You ought to eat lots of vegetables and fruits. And the fourth advice is you need to take vitamins daily. You need to take vitamins daily. And the last advice is you ought to drink 3 liters of water for a day. You ought to drink 3 liters of water for a day. Okay, now I'm going to read these advices again. You ought to exercise more. You need to take your medicine in the correct time. You ought to eat lots of vegetables and fruits. You need to take vitamins daily. You ought to drink 3 liters of water for a day. When you're listening to above advices, you can find out the 2 words ought to and need to. Okay, my dear children, I'm going to focus on unit 10 of your grade 10 textbook. And in this lesson, we are going to practice about how to use the 2 modal verbs ought to, need to meaningfully. Once you finish this lesson, you will be able to use modal verbs in a sentence correctly. Okay, now let's start the lesson. My dear children, ought to and need to are both classified as modal verbs. Do you know what modal verbs are? Another term for modal verb is auxiliary verbs. Auxiliary verbs. They are helping verbs like can, could, will, may, should, shall, might, etc. Modal verbs add meaning to the main verb in a sentence by expressing possibility, ability, permission, request or obligation, etc. Well, here are some characteristics of modal verbs. The first characteristic is they never change their form. You can't add s, ed, ing to a modal verb. And the second characteristic is they are always followed by an infinitive without to, that is the base form of the verb. For an example, can go. Can go. Can is a modal verb and go is a base form of the verb. Okay, my dear students, now that we know about modal verbs, let's focus on the two modal verbs we are studying today. First, we learn about ought to. How to write ought to? O, U, G, H, T. For two, T, O. Ought to is a little bit different from other modal verbs as it is followed by to. So it is sometimes called a semi-modal. Okay, now I know you have a problem with semi-modal verbs. The meaning of the semi-modal verb is, some ways, it's like a modal verb. And the other ways, it's like a main verb. We use ought to when talking about things which are desired or ideal and to advise someone of his or her obligation. When you use ought to, the verb follows always should be base form. Shall we go for some examples? The first example is, you ought to eat lots of fruit and vegetables every day. You ought to eat lots of fruit and vegetables every day. Thing which is desired or ideal. And the second example, you ought to revise your lessons. You ought to revise your lessons. That is an advice. And the third example is, you ought to exercise more. You ought to exercise more. Here, I'm making a strong recommendation, advice, suggestion to exercise more. Probably you have exercised a lot, but no results. Okay, now we are going to how to form questions by using ought to. When we are form questions, the subject and ought to change the position. We don't use do, does, or did. For an example, we can say, ought she to call the police? Ought she to call the police? We don't use like this. Does she ought to call the police? The correct question is, ought she to call the police? Here, we can see the ought used before the subject. For the second example, ought we to be more worried about the environment? Ought we to be more worried about the environment? The question form of ought to is not very common. It is formal. We usually use should instead of that. Okay, now let's move to the negative form of ought to. The negative is formed by adding not after ought. It can be said like this. Ought not to. Ought not to. Here also, we don't use don't, doesn't, didn't with ought to. We ought not to have ordered so much food. We ought not to have ordered so much food. Here, the ought not to is used after the subject. Now let's turn to the next modal verb. That is, need to. Need is used to express about the necessity. To express that something is important for you to do. This form is often used for something that is important one time rather than referring to a responsibility or duty. Shall we go for some examples? The first example is, you need to rest from your work. You need to rest from your work. And the second example is, I need to learn English. I need to learn English. And the third example is, she needs to improve her English knowledge. She needs to improve her English knowledge. And the fourth example is, I need to spend more time with my parents. I need to spend more time with my parents. We use need to when we want to talk about things that are necessary to do in order to achieve a certain goal. Once again, I will repeat that. We use need to when we want to talk about the things that are necessary to do in order to achieve a certain goal. When we use need to, we are emphasizing that fact that is necessary. Need to also is a semi-modal verb because in some ways it's like a modal verb and the other ways it's like a main verb. We use need mostly in the negative form to indicate that there is no obligation or necessity to do something. Let's go for some examples. You needn't take off your shoes. We can say like this. You need not take off your shoes. In the question form of the semi-modal, need is not very common. It's rather formal. The subject and need change position to form question. In this also, we don't use to, just, or did. For example, need we write this down? Need we write this down? We don't use do we need write this down? But the correct one is need we write this down? Okay, now let's move to do some exercises. Take out your activity sheets that I have given to you. In the first activity, you have to underline the correct answers. There are two options, ought to and need to. Let's go to the first one. We blank do more exercise. We blank do more exercise. Right, now the correct answer is we ought to do more exercise. Let's go to the second one. Medicine blank be free. Medicine blank be free. The correct answer is medicine need to be free. And the third one, you blank do the exercises. You blank do the exercises. The answer is you ought to do exercises. And the fourth one, they blank have more parks in the city center. They blank have more parks in the city center. The correct answer is they need to have more parks in the city center. Fifth one, we blank hurry. We blank hurry. The correct answer is we need to hurry. We need to hurry. Okay, now let's go to the second activity. Here you have to fill in the blanks by using two modal verbs with their questions and negatives. The first one is you blank pay for the accommodation. It is absolutely free. You blank pay for the accommodation. It is absolutely free. The answer is you need not pay for the accommodation. It is absolutely free. And the second one, we blank to be at the airport before 2 hours. We blank to be at the airport before 2 hours. The answer is we ought not to be at the airport before 2 hours. And the third one is children blank to lie. Children blank to lie. The answer is children ought not to lie. Let's go to the fourth one. You blank to punish her. She didn't do that. You blank to punish her. She didn't do that. The answer is you ought not to punish her. She didn't do that. Let's move to the fifth one. Blank I to write the invitation. Blank I to write the invitation. The answer is need I to write the invitation? Sixth one. It is your fault. You blank apologize. It's your fault. You blank apologize. The answer is it's your fault. You ought to apologize. Seventh one. Mobile phones blank be allowed in private classes. Mobile phones blank be allowed in private classes. The answer is mobile phones need to be allowed in private classes. Eighth one. Do you blank me to guide you? Do you blank me to guide you? The correct answer is do you need me to guide you? Ninth. You blank complete all your notes before your test. You blank complete all your notes before your test. Correct answer for that is you ought to complete all your notes before your test. Tenth one. You blank come early. We usually start at 9 a.m. You blank come early. We usually start at 9 a.m. The answer is you ought to come early. We usually start at 9 a.m. And the 11th one, if you have read the book, you blank watch the film. If you have read the book, you blank watch the film. The correct answer is if you have read the book, you ought to watch the film. 12th. You blank not drive fast in highways but not faster. You ought not drive fast in highways but not faster. Kamalini has been practicing so long. She blank to have rest. Kamalini has been practicing so long. She need to have rest. If you are about 40, you ought to get a full body checkup. Now we have come to end of today's lesson. I hope you will practice more with your teachers. Goodbye, children. Hope to meet you with another interesting lesson. Stay safe.
රුණු ගුරු ගෙදර සම්බන්ධව ඔබට මතුවන ගැටලු සහ ඔබේ අදහස් පළ කිරීමට දැන් SMS සේවාවක් සක්‍රියයි. ඉංග්‍රීසි විෂයට අදාළ පාඩම පිළිබඳව ඔබට ගැටලුවක් වේ නම් ENG හිස්තැනක් Q හිස්තැනක් ප්‍රශ්නය පැහැදිලිව සරලව සඳහන් කොට ඉංග්‍රීසි අකුරෙන් වෙනත් ආකාරයකින් කියන්නේ නම් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් සිංග්ලිෂ් හෝ ටැංග්ලිෂ් වලින් ලියා 0.7.0.488.1.488 0.7.0.488.1.488 අංකයට යොමු කරන්න. ඔබට යම් අදහසක් හෝ යෝජනාවක් හෝ ඉදිරිපත් කරන්න තිබේ නම් ඔබ කළ යුත්තේ ඉහත Q අක්ෂරය වෙනුවට C අක්ෂරය යෙදීමයි.
අවකාශයේ පාසල
මේන් අපේ ඉස්කෝලේ
ගමින් නගරේ දූපුතුන්ට දැනුම අරන් ගෙදරට එන
පුංචි අපේ රේඩියෝ ඉස්කෝලේ
රුහුණු ගුරු ගෙදර